USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Midwest states continue to reel from some of the coldest temperatures in a generation. At least 9 people in that region have died because of it. And in Chicago, the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, says...
This is a historic cold, obviously. But Chicagoans are historically strong and united in the face of adversity, and this cold weather event is no different.
The Northeast and Mid-Atlantic also feeling the impacts of this Arctic cold, but it's all going to get a bit better by later today. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell speaking out about the officiating controversy in the NFC Championship game, a no-call on a seemingly obvious pass interference penalty by the Rams, preventing the Saints from potentially advancing to the Super Bowl. Goodell says they'll look at all possible solutions to the problem, but says officiating will never be perfect because of the human element. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
President Trump lashing out on Twitter yesterday at U.S. intelligence officials, calling them extremely passive and naive. Following some testimony earlier this week, here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
It was during a congressional hearing this week as they contradicted his stance in Iran, North Korea, and also the Islamic State. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says it's not really a good idea to publicly challenge your intel chiefs.
These are serious people who deserve to be listened to. And listen, are they right 100% of the time? Of course not. No one is right 100% of the time. But I will tell you that I believe when there's such a consensus among the intelligence community about certain facts that you need to give some deference to those facts unless there is startling evidence to contradict it.
The White House says President Trump had a phone chat with Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido yesterday as that country's in the midst of a power struggle between Guaido and President Nicolas Maduro. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
USA's Chris Barnes reports a former lawmaker has a new job on TV.
Former Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake has officially joined CBS News as a contributor. Flake will be working on a series of pieces that will look for common ground in the United States, according to the CBS This Morning co-host John Dickerson. And Flake weighed in to cite efforts to pass comprehensive criminal justice reform as one example. Flake announcing back on Tuesday he will not be challenging President Trump in 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Justice Department has charged a Chinese telecommunications giant with a series of crimes that will raise tensions between Beijing and Washington amid an ongoing trade war. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
Huawei, which is the world's biggest manufacturer of telecommunications equipment, is charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., and theft of trade secrets. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
In pursuit of their commercial ambitions, Huawei relied on dishonest business practices that contradict the very economic principles that have allowed American companies and the United States to thrive.
The scheme also attempted to undermine sanctions against Iran. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.